Hello, my darlings. Micah Wright here with another episode of Ink Medicine Podcast. It's been a couple of busy weeks, and today we're going to be talking about past life regression hypnosis work. And before I get around to it, a couple of personal updates. First, the apprentice, Sailor, is kicking ass and taking names. They're doing so well. Their work is looking so good. They are starting to do slightly bigger work. There are some snails in their portfolio of flash that they just started to do on skin in the last couple of weeks. They're very busy for March. And their work is looking fantastic. I could not be happier. If you want an apprentice tattoo, very reduced rates, very beautiful work, does not look like apprentice work, you should hit them up. If you're local, let us know if you're interested. A couple of weeks ago, I had a health department checkup. They do that every so often, once a year or so, and it went totally fine, really great. Takes about a couple hours every time. They really check everything. They are looking at if we have hot water and working toilets and if our disposal systems are good and legitimate. Basically, what that means is that when we send away dirty needles that we've used on people, that they get disposed of correctly in medical facilities, and you have to pay for that service. So proof of payment essentially is what the health department is looking for when they come to check on such things. Yeah, it went really well. The agent said, with these checks, it's you either pass or fail. And then if you pass, there's a couple of different ways you can pass. There's passing with like kind of flying colors, just a couple little notes. And then there's passing with more notes. So we got very few notes. So I think we passed with flying colors. In other personal news, I'm turning 40 in about 2 weeks on Friday of 2 weeks from now. So I'm turning 40. It's new, of course. I am in my last 2 weeks of my 30s, and I feel good about that. I have some plans for this year that involve surgery and what I will what I think is going to feel like a new life in this body, a different body. And I'm quite excited about it. I've been thinking about it for about 20 years. And what I'm talking about is chest surgery, in case that's not clear. I'm ready. And it's taken me about 20 years to get here in different ways. Financially, of course, but also emotionally and logistically, getting my mind wrapped around what that would be like. And yeah, just physically, you know, where I feel like this is the right decision for my body and my soul at this time, and for the rest of this life. And that feels exciting. And I'm really hoping it's going to happen this year. And now let's go on to our topic of past life regression hypnosis. First of all, what is past life regression? It is a modality, a therapeutic modality that is grounded in the concept that people can carry memories from previous lifetimes, and those memories can make their current lives harder. And if you do this kind of therapeutic work by journeying into your past lives and getting information from that experience, it can make your current life more rich, more full, perhaps more easeful. Many, many cultures around the world believe in past lives, and what I personally believe is that it can be very comforting whether or not you fully believe in it. You don't have to fully believe in it in order to find this work interesting or useful. The way that I came to this work is over the course of many years. In my 20s, I was part of several spiritual communities, and I read a lot of books on various spiritual practices and therapeutic modalities. And one of the concepts I was reading a lot about, fascinated with, is this concept of in between, what happens in between lives. One was a book called Journey of Souls by hypnotherapist Dr. Michael Newton, where he chronicles the experiences of 29 people that were going into this deep hypnosis trance-like state and talked about their experiences in between lifetimes. So there's a lot of books written about past lives. This was more specifically about in-between lives and what happens when you die and before you are reincarnated again as a being. There was another kind of school of thought, philosophy, I don't know what to call it, like community around another being, also named Michael, different Michael. And they were books written by a group of people who channeled this being that they named, or that named itself, themselves, Michael. They channeled this being with a Ouija board in the 70s, like somewhere here in Northern California. And this being told them a lot about soul journey as well, like soul age. Like the whole philosophy is based around soul age and how many lives, like there's a certain amount of lives that each being lives in order to attain the highest level of knowledge and wisdom and learning. And then in each person is a part of a family of souls that can be comprised of a few hundred to maybe 1,000 plus. And when all of those souls in that one entity have lived enough lives to attain this like highest level of learning and wisdom, then that whole being, that family of souls, goes on to the next realm. And this also talks about what happens between lives, right? So I was really fascinated with this idea that there is this other state of being in between lives that is kind of like your neutral state. And every time you're born, you are taking on a task or many tasks of things to learn when you come onto the earth as a human being. And this is the goal of life, right? Like this answers the goal of like, why are we here? What is life about? Well, it's to learn and to restore karmic balance in the universe by learning and helping other people learn. That this is kind of like the highest thing we can do, is to learn and help other people learn. We make sacred contracts with other people that we care about very deeply, whose souls our souls care about very deeply, to learn and grow together on this planet. And so as a seeker in my 20s, I was very interested in these concepts because I found them to be extremely comforting, and in ways that the ways in which I found them comforting were things like, if I choose not to have children in this life, I have done it before and I will probably do it again. This isn't an experience that I must have in every lifetime. Not every experience is something to do in every lifetime, because we learn different things in every lifetime. And this idea that a successful life means you have a partner and you have kids and you like raise a family and everybody's healthy and you go on lots of vacations and you have a fulfilling job, and this is like the precursor, like the recipe for that perfect life. And if you don't achieve these things, then you failed somehow. Something was not right with you, or wasn't enough with you if you haven't achieved this type of life, right? Like this is what we're prescribed as a goal. And this philosophy goes around that goal and says that we're all here to learn different things. So how can we all possibly need a specific life in order to be happy? Of course, that makes a lot of sense to me. And so I took this philosophy and ran with it. And now it's been, 15 years or so since the time of when I read those books. And at some point last fall, I was driving and I was listening to a podcast. And in this podcast, a young woman talked about grappling with her aunt's suicide when she was 16. So the girl was 16. The aunt committed suicide when she was, I believe, 39. And this young woman spent all of her early adult life like just struggling with, with why. Why did her aunt kill herself? Her aunt was a very colorful, fabulous person. She was a writer in Hollywood. She seemed to have a lot of friends, a lot of community. She achieved some fame in the, ranks of writers in Hollywood. And this young woman loved her, and she spent basically her whole adult life wondering why and trying to figure it out. And she had moved to LA to get to talk to the people that her aunt knew, and she just couldn't let it go. and was one of the things she did to help herself move past this traumatic event. She did a past life regression hypnosis session and got to speak to her aunt in this trance-like space and ask her. And what her aunt said was, there was no why. It just happened. It just is. I did what I had to do. And it really helped this young woman come to terms with this untimely death of her aunt and move on and start to heal from this traumatic event. And when I listened to that podcast, I was driving, and I oftentimes get very intense ideas when I drive. Like, I'll get an idea in my head and I'll be like, I must do this. And that's how this podcast actually happened, because I used to drive to LA a bunch to see my grandpa as he was not doing super well, as he was dying. And I would drive, I think, every week. And on those drives, I was like, I want to be a radio DJ. I want to be a radio host. That was a bunch of years ago. It was in 2017. And here we are. I have a podcast. So anyway, I got to where I was going, and I started Googling past life regression hypnosis courses, because I loved hearing that this young woman got so much out of this experience. It really helped her find peace and helped her move on in her life. And so I was like, I would love to help people experience that type of peace and help them find pieces of themselves in their subconscious slash in their past lives. And so I started Googling ferociously, and I went past the first Google page of results, went past many pages, and found this course that looked more legitimate. The person who was running it had gone to Naropa, had been educated at Naropa, which is a legitimate accredited university in Colorado. It's like a spiritual university that I've heard about. So I was like, okay, this person also, I believe, she's some kind of a clergy. She had some kind of a clergy title, and she looked gay, which really helped me too. So I was like, here we are. I found the course. I thought about it for a few weeks, and then I paid for it and then waited for the course to happen. And it just happened. It was the end of February when it happened. It took 5 days off work, and I sat in the Zoom room from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. for 5 days. It's not entirely true. It was 4 days. The last day was short. And I learned how to administer past life regression hypnosis to other people. And at this point, I have done 4 practice sessions, and I need to do 16 more in order to get my certification. I have about a year at this, a little bit less at this point, but I will do it. You know, there's time, and I'll get my certification, and then I'll be able to offer it as a service. And so how does this relate to tattooing, you ask? And the way it relates to tattooing is that I have, for a long time now, for years now, probably since I was married to a therapist for a few years. And when my ex-partner was building his practice, we talked a little bit about how cool would it be for people to do therapeutic work with a therapist, and then to come out of that with some sort of imagery or moods or something, a texture, something that can be turned into tattoo work on their bodies to integrate the intense work they're doing therapeutically. And that could involve substances, you know, if you're talking about ketamine therapy or something else, or not. And this was sort of a dream of ours. I don't know if it would have ever come true had we stayed together. Probably not, because our paths diverged. But I thought about this type of combination, you know, of tattoo work with spiritual work, because tattoo work has always been spiritual to me. But not everybody is able to open up in this way, and not everybody's able to go there. I do believe that I have the gift of seeing what's on the inside and pulling it onto the skin. There are several pieces of mine, especially from the last few years, couple of years, that really feel that way. They really feel like deep soul pieces for the person that's on, and for me as well, combination of the two of us. And I want to keep doing that kind of work. Like the work is only going deeper. It's not going shallower. I know the trends are going a little bit more surface, but that's not where I'm at. As we have discussed before, trends are not what I go after. And so as I was doing a session for somebody in class, in the session, the person that I was practicing with, who was my client in the class, she had gone into the space and she had come out with this staff with fire on top. And, you know, she described it, you know, she was like, I'm holding the staff and it has this ball of fire on top. And it was this like symbol of power that she had brought back from a past life. And she was like, it's this intricate wooden staff. It's this long and it's, you know, it's very beautiful. It's the type of wood and it's this like warm brown honey color. And then there's this like powerful flame on the top. And as she was describing it, I could see it. It was so, you know, it was so detailed and I could really see it in my mind. I could see how I would draw it. I could see how I would tattoo it on somebody. And it was super cool. Like I'm a really visual person, you know, somebody describing something to me, I see it in my mind immediately. And I was like, this could be a tattoo. Like this person is in another state and is not necessarily interested in this, but it could be a tattoo. It could be a service that I offer to people, a combination of past life regression work and tattoo work. And I know there are people who would go for that. I know that. In the other session I got to, I've now done four, as I said, and in each session there was a symbol that people came out of the work with that they could hold on to help them hold on to the experience and to help them integrate the experience into their bodies. It's kind of like part of the format of the work. And if they were interested in that becoming art in their bodies or some sort of memory that they in some way put into ink, into their skin, you know, I would be the perfect person to help them with that. So this was my vision for how I could integrate this work into my tattoo practice. And of course, it doesn't need to be integrated. They can be separate. This can be its own thing. I'm just excited to have the skills and to be practicing and to be hoping to help people with this modality in their work of their integration of their different pieces of themselves. And yeah, I'm really, really excited to have done this. So before I wrap up, I'm going to just speak to the process of it because I want people listening to know to be able to visualize what type of process this entails, because I have also spoken to people who were interested but intimidated by the idea of going through this experience. And the reality is it's not that intimidating. So first, hypnosis, you know, on TV is when people make you do things that you wouldn't naturally do, like hop on one leg and cluck like a chicken. That's not what hypnosis is. That's not what it is in real life. What it is a state of deep relaxation. There really isn't anything a person can make you do without your consent. So what that looks like is the person who is the client is laying down or sitting up in some comfortable position, and I am giving them kind of a visual guidance, let's say a visual exercise, a meditation of sorts, and I'm guiding them through relaxing, deeply relaxing. We go through a couple of relaxation exercises on our way to this next piece, which is essentially a journey, a shamanic journey is what, you know, is what it's called in some circles. But it is, again, a meditation of sorts, a guided meditation. So you get deeply relaxed as, you know, as I'm talking to you and I'm kind of helping you relax. I'm helping you visualize your body relaxing. It takes a little bit of time, about 15 minutes or so, maybe 20 minutes. And then when you're in that state of deep relaxation, we go through the process of the session. And there's a format to it that I'm not going to reveal right now because it's part of the session. It's part of the process and it wouldn't be super useful to you. But essentially, I'm talking you through. And as you are in this state of like kind of a light trance, deep relaxation, light trance, induced trance, you'll start to come up with images. You know, I'll ask you questions and you will have images pop up in your mind. And as I ask you questions, I will say, what are you feeling? What are you seeing? What does this look like? You will tell me what you're seeing. and a picture emerges, you know, and I will keep guiding you and keep asking you questions until you have a very complete, almost a complete picture of what is happening for you in this other place, in this past life, and who you are in this past life, and if you are a human, and if you are, what gender you are, and what age you are, and where you are in the world, and what is happening to you, what is the context of your life. And then we spend a little bit of time in this past life, looking at a couple of different scenes in this past life. And then we talk about like what the spiritual lessons are. You're still in this state of deep relaxation. And we do a little bit of integration work, you know, and all of that takes takes about an hour plus. And then I bring you back and you come right back into your body on this earth, in this plane of existence. And you end up feeling quite a bit more relaxed and safe and content. There's a definitely very relaxing element to this work. So, you know, if you are in this space and you see nothing, that's okay too. You know, but I haven't had that happen, honestly, that people saw nothing. It's pretty cool. I don't know how to describe it, but there's people come back out of that state and they go, oh my God, I never thought I would, that this would be like this. Like I thought maybe I would go here, but I went there and I had no idea this would happen. And wow, what a cool feeling. I didn't know I could feel this way. And I didn't know this. I couldn't imagine it. So that's the kind of feedback I've received in the last four sessions that I've done with people. So if you are listening, it is Friday, March 8th of 2024. If you're listening now or soon, in the next few months, and you would like a free past life regression hypnosis session, let me know. You can DM me on Instagram. You can email me at micahtattoos@gmail.com. I'm easily findable. You can find me. I'm not hard to find. I have a website, micahriot.com. Feel free to find me and let me know. And because I need practice, humans, and it's pretty cool stuff and it's free. So there you go. I wanted to explain what this work is and how it goes and what it looks like, because I think I'll be talking about it a bunch more in the coming months. And I think I thought that I would do this course and just kind of keep it in the back pocket for some specific time when it would come useful. But of course, I need to practice. I need to get my certification. So it's pretty present right now for me. And exciting, and I'm going to keep doing this and keep working on it until I get my cert, and then I'm going to have to keep my skills up, so I'll have to keep practicing then too. I am excited about it now, and I believe it's going to be a part of my practice and a part of the next part of my life, next part of my career. So thank you so much for listening, as always. I really appreciate you being here. And I hope you're having a lovely week and a nice spring week here in, you know, Northern California. It's sunny. I hope you're about to enter a lovely weekend, and I'll talk to you very soon.